Product and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready for the last podcast of the evening.
Thank God.
I said we are ready for the last podcast of the evening.
Yay!
Can we all give a collective big warm welcome to Paul Wheatley?
Boom.
From Birmingham.
Huzzah. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Gamer Show quiz. I apologize, first of all, for the echo in here. We have retired inside because we needed the projector for some pictures and some other stuff. So, first of all, without further ado, let me introduce you to your teams. I see everybody's kind of collected together in their teams. But basically, first of all, we have representing, and we want a big cheer from this team, representing the PC and Mac gamers, captained by Sam Whiteley.
I'm not going to shout. I'll just leave it to my team.
And I apologise. Hooray!
There was much rejoicing.
I'm about as popular now as I was in school.
Representing retro and casual gamers, Mr. Carl Madden.
Hey!
Representing Xbox and PlayStation games, Mr. Ewan Rankin.
Oh, yes.
Sweet Jesus.
And finally, Chiz, I wouldn't talk so soon, representing himself, Grant Chisholm.
That's my Facebook page, I'm quite happy with that.
That's my Facebook page.
Yeah, it's everybody's Facebook
you
picture.
You were pretty lazy on that.
That is literally my best angle.
Out of all the bad pictures you could have got of us, you just picked those.
Yes, I was lazy.
What about the
leotard? So, first of all, the rules.
What the Bestelty ones?
The rules. And these are mainly, this first rule is mainly directed at Sam and Chiz. No using the following swear words. And because children are still present, we're actually extending that out to a few more swear words. So avoid swearing. Because that will result in a 1-point penalty. Finally, secondly.
Flip and...
Paul's went PowerPoint mad here.
No obvious references to animal fornication.
I already have.
Result in a 1-point penalty. And when I mean obvious, I mean ones that the children can understand. If I feel that the children can understand the reference, it's a 1-point penalty.
I feel.
Does that mean you?
As long as I'm beating these two and staying relatively quiet, I could win this.
If that's every answer. Mine's screwed already.
No use of an internet-connected device at all.
I think you should have an amnesty. Massive no. Pile in the middle.
No excuses about having to text your other half. We're all geeks here. Those of us who could prove we've got wives and girlfriends have brought them for that reason. So there is absolutely no reason why you should have to text anybody, okay? That will result in a 2-point penalty.
Oh, that could be worth it.
Incorrect accusation of use of an internet-connected device will result in a 1-point penalty. And finally, the last rule is, my decision is final. Because I'm awesome. The way this game will work will be very, very simple. We have quiz questions that are just a case of me asking a question. You buzz, you tell the answer, job done. There is some picture rounds which will basically take the form of this. This is not one of the questions.
You That's the only one I'm going to get.
Your table's going to collapse.
You will notice that I have cunningly removed the titles from the controller and the machine. You will get 1 point for the name of the device, 1 point for the manufacturer, 1 point for the year of release. There's a few different variations on this, but they all show the point totals down the bottom left-hand corner. So in this scenario, if you answered those three, you'd get 3 points.
You've gone PowerPoint mad.
Right, does everybody understand the rules?
Yep.
Can everybody,
yes.
One at a time, Carl first, can you test your buzzer, just make sure it's working?
Your jazz.
That's fine. Wait, the light goes out, then cheers. Right, that's fine. Right, PC and Mac gaming. No. Good. And Xbox and PlayStation. Rick sorted. London. Good to go. Is everybody ready?
Oh, yes.
No.
For the first question. Based on units sold, what is the fifth top video game franchise of all time?
Fifth.
The fifth top video game franchise of all time. I thought I'd start resuming to go on. Yes?
Street Fighter.
No.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
No.
Call of Duty.
No. It was The Sims.
No. I never got a chance to answer that one.
Question two.
No.
Tell me the name of that. Cheers.
ZX Spectrum.
Yep. Are you going to give me the manufacturer and the year of release? No, I'm accepting that. I know it's the plus two. I know that. No, but I'm accepting the ZX Spectrum. Manufacturer and year of release.
Oi. Get out of it.
Is that all you're giving us?
Well, no, I've not had a chance yet. I think we're just going blah, blah, blah.
Right, okay, quickly, year of release.
Manufacturer, it's not just Spectrum. I don't know.
Okay,
I didn't get that.
Sinclair.
It's not Sinclair.
Amstrad.
Yep.
Hey, Will.
We've not got your release yet.
1986.
Yes.
Oh! Ranking. Well done.
So that was a point for each team there, I think. It, apart from Sam and what? There was no points. Nobody got anything. No point.
Points team
up,
doing their job.
This was Amstrad's first Spectrum, coming shortly after their purchase of the Spectrum range and their brand. Okie dokie. Next one is an image. Name and game franchise. Chiz.
It's GLaDOS from Portal.
Yes. 3 points to Chiz.
Sorry.
I was distracted by the chair driving. Right.
This is one that Chiz isn't going to just have knowledge of, this one. Steve Downes, the man who provided the voice for Halo's Master Chief, had a different day job. What was his day job? This is a guess question, I completely understand. Yes.
Was he a butcher?
No, he was not a butcher. But I like where you were going.
Was he a candlestick maker?
He was not a candlestick maker.
Adult entertainment.
No. You got it wrong anyway. Are you guys going to...
Postman.
Postman, no. No. He was a DJ, a radio DJ.
I was going to say a TV presenter.
Okay, question five. Which city was Assassin's Creed Brotherhood mostly set in? Cheers.
Rome.
Yes.
That is somewhat of an advantage in a game-based quiz.
Okay, this is around. This is around on the Gamer Show, so you have to be a listener to know these questions. And Chiz doesn't listen to the show, so you know there's no chance. What part of Sam's body did he name Gabe and Newell in November? Yes.
Oh, actually. I thought it was my testes, but I think it's my boobs.
It wasn't. No.
I think it's my moobs, in fact.
No.
It
was.
His nipples.
It was his nipples.
I think moobs should be counted on that one. Thank you very much.
Okay. These type of questions are, you've got to tell me what you have to do in this particular game, which is Lollipop Chainsaw, to get that achievement. How do you get the achievement, I swear I did it by mistake, in Lollipop Chainsaw?
You accidentally look up her skirt.
You did, yes.
I've never Chiz played that game, but I knew
that.
That
one.
This is horrific.
It was mildly pervy. He was always going to know that one.
Question eight. What free-roaming PS2 Xbox title features both Han Solo and Indiana Jones as unlockable characters? Yes.
Lego.
No. No.
Can you repeat the question?
Yep. I've scrolled down too far. What free-roaming PS2 Xbox action title featured both Han Solo and Indiana Jones as unlockable characters? I'll give up on that one. The answer is mercenaries. Cheers.
Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yep.
Nintendo.
Yep.
86?
Yes.
Damn! Okay. That last one is a pure guess.
This next one isn't... Yes, Sam?
I'm appealing on that one. My single teammate wasn't even born that year. I'm already screwed.
Okay. This next round is an audio round. 3 points for the game title. And I don't mind if you give me like a number after or something like that. It's just the game title.
Little Big Planet?
What?
Little Big Planet?
It's not started yet.
Music. Tetris.
Nope.
Is it like Kirby's Dream World or something?
Nope. Yes.
Oh, I was going to say Zelda, but it's not.
No, it's not Zelda. Anybody else?
I recognise it, but if not, I can't think what it is.
Yes.
Original Final Fantasy.
Sorry?
Final Fantasy 1.
No, it was Donkey Kong.
Different game, Amy. Yeah.
Question 11. Yes. What nationality did Chiz claim his dad was back in our second show?
Slovakian.
Yes!
Yeah, you didn't know that one, did you, Chiz? You didn't know that one.
Only point, and I'll lose it shortly by swearing.
Image round.
Can someone get me a can of lager as well? Good man.
Cheers.
Where's my water?
That's a point, yes. What's that character's name, though?
Steve.
Yes.
Crocky Crocodile?
No.
Crocky Ally.
No. And has everybody had a guess, yeah? Sorry? Disney, no.
Croc?
Sorry? Croc? No, it wasn't. His name's Swampy.
I played it as well. I should know that.
Question 13. What was the code name of Microsoft's Kinect? Yes?
Come on.
No,
19.
You're close.
No.
I'm in the PC team, and it's Natal.
It is.
Can I have my competent member over here, please?
But you buzzed twice.
That was harsh, Sam. That was harsh. Okay. Question 14. This is another non-gaming but semi-gaming related. What was the first product ever released by Sony? Yes.
I should never press that. It's not the PlayStation. I don't know what it is.
No.
No. Forgotten.
No, the first product ever released by Sony. Ever,
all right. Reel to reel.
A water wheel? No.
No. Reel to
reel. Reel to reel. No. Sorry. No. No.
VCR.
VCR. No. It was a rice cooker.
Give me a chance, Paul. That was obviously going to be my answer. Cheat.
In Sleeping Dogs, how do you get the achievement a slap in the face?
Cheers, looking up someone's skirt.
I like that. Go with that. Anybody?
Played the game, but never got an achievement.
By getting a slap in the face.
With a...
kipper.
Fish.
Yes! Question 16. In the show released in March titled That's Why We Call Him Mixy, what was the reason Chiz cited as why we call Sam Mixy?
Because he was Asian related.
I'm going to need more than that.
He was a mixed race of Asian and English.
Nope. You were half right. I'm not even giving you half a point because you're already streaking in the lead. Yes. No. He was a mix. It was because he was, Chiz thought he was mixed race between Asian and one other country. Yes. No, Indian.
I have no recollection of that whatsoever.
Audio, I honestly didn't remember that.
I remember the Asian, but I don't remember Indian.
We've got distinctly less volume here.
Question 17.
You really have.
In the UK, what is the best-selling PlayStation 1 game of all time? Best-selling, yep.
Grand Theft Auto 3?
Nope.
PS1?
Nope. PS1.
Street Fighter?
Nope.
I'm going to say Gran Turismo.
No, Rayman.
Really?
Yes.
The
Why?
French game, Ewan.
It's Grand Theft Auto, but I don't think it was PS2, obviously.
Okay. Laura Cruz was the original name for this well-known video game heroine. Yes, Sam?
Lara Croft.
Yes.
I think everyone was going for that, but you beat us to... Oh, sorry.
And you've
Another
lost the point, Chiz.
No,
Chiz buzzed in. He has to give an answer.
Street Fighter 2.
Yes, it is Street Fighter. In LEGO Lord of the Rings, how does one get this achievement? One does not simply. Yes.
Walk into Mordor.
Indeed you do, yes.
Bye, team member.
Okay, a quick update on the scores. So, in last position, we have the Xbox and 360 gamers with 2 points. In second last position is the Mac and PC gamers with 3 points.
Go us two. Yeah!
In second position is the retro and casual gamers with 5 points.
Oh!
And frankly, ridiculously, Chiz is in the lead with 11 points.
Oh, what?
Can the points be divided by the amount of people within a group, please?
No. Also, I should have maybe mentioned this before the show. When we did this quiz at Christmas time, Chiz actually beat everybody else's points combined. It wasn't the same quiz, by the way, just so we're clear. I wrote a new one.
Can I get some volume, please, for Christ's sake? Sound man, you crap.
Okay, question 21.
One, two.
Oh, come on. I'm going to start deducting points for that.
FIFA 2001 is the first and only game to date to use this kind of immersive gameplay mechanic. Yes.
Football.
No. Yes.
Free cam.
What?
Free cam.
Free cam, no. No. The only, remember. This is the only game ever to have this.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. FIFA 2001 is the first and only game to date to use this kind of immersive gameplay mechanic. Yes. The disc smelled of turf.
What?
Yes.
Was that a pure guess, or did you know that? Good show.
Okay. Another image round. You ready? Yes.
Neo Geo?
No, it's not.
Atari Lynx.
Yes, it's Atari Lynx. Yes. By whom?
Atari.
Yes. And what year?
1989.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, James Hart.
Bravo.
Don't be smug.
Chiz and I weren't born then.
Another image. Chiz.
Last of Us, Ellie.
Yes, 3 points. Well done. Question 24. Which Space Set sequel released in January 2011... outdid the original's lifetime sales in the first 2 weeks? Which Space Set sequel released in January 2011? Yep.
I want to appeal that question, because after 8 hours, that is way too blooming long.
Anybody else got something constructive to add?
Wipe out?
No. Are you in that?
Yes.
No, he's okay. Not. No.
Okay, okay. A group decision. Oh, that...
He's done this before. Objection. Points removed from this team.
Okay, come on. Coincidentally, if you get this right here, it's going to be dubious.
Mario and Spice.
No. Was that your answer? Yeah, stay behind him. Right, you two. You've already buzzed, but it's not Halo.
You want to take a crack?
Which Space Set sequel, released in January 2011, outdid the original's lifetime sales in the first 2 weeks? Okay, I'll let you go, yeah.
Star Wars Lego?
No. Okay, I'm giving up that one. Dead Space 2.
That makes sense, but I was never getting it.
According to a report published by the ESA in 2012... What is the average age of a game player in the US? Of a gamer in the US? Yes.
35?
No. Yes.
14?
No. I'd do it like multiples of five. That's easier. Yes.
25?
No.
20?
No. 30. Okay. Another sound round.
Angry Birds.
Yes, it is Angry Birds. Well done. Another round. Cheers.
Metroid Prime and the franchise. Well, no, it's... I've got a name. It's Metroid Prime's a franchise. And the name is...
Samus?
Yes. Point. So, 2 points for the names. The Xbox team points, and Chiz gets 1 point.
That's it. Totally forgot the name.
What genre of game has Chiz said that he's no really into, despite highly reviewing three titles that he has played the course of the last 12 months?
Driving.
No. I can't see who the light is. It's yours. Chiz. Hey, Sam, come on.
That would be, fighting game thing.
No.
Hack and slash.
Yes.
You dropped it.
Name? Sam.
Oh.
Yes.
Power Glove.
It is. By whom?
Nintendo.
No.
Oh.
Year of release? Are you going to have a shot at that?
84.
Sorry, what did you say there?
84?
No.
That would predate the console that it was made to work with.
Yeah.
Power Glove. We'll get a point for that.
Yeah. No, it'd be done. Point for trying. No.
Microsoft.
No.
1991.
Nope.
89.
89 for Sam, yes, well done. And who was the manufacturer of this?
Dave.
No. Chiz, you're going to have a punt at this?
Was it Nico?
No. It was Mattel, under license by Nintendo. Question 30. What pop
already.
Star has made an appearance in Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Ready to Rumble Round 2, Space Channel 5, 1 and 2, GTA, Vice City and Moonwalker? Yes.
Michael Jackson.
Yes. Point for that. Quick recap of the scores. Where are we with the scores? Sorry, I'll just let the primary school teacher quickly do some basic math here.
What number is that?
Do we trust the score people?
Yeah, hang on. Having played Monopoly with both of the scorers, I question totals.
Spare We've got room. Some movement Spare on the leaderboard. In last position is the Mac and PC Gamers with 4 points.
Come on!
In third position is the Xbox and PlayStation gamers with 5 points. In second position is the retro and casual gamers with 11 points. And obviously, Chiz is still in the lead with 18 points. 16.
Can I just
16,
ask...
16, so you've reduced his lead a little bit.
At this point, can I just ask, can we have a multiplier? Because there's only two of us.
No.
I'm sorry, I should have a bigger multiplier then.
You would have handy.
You don't need a multiplier.
Did you just...
I know, I went back again.
Forward
and then jumped back
Fair
again.
Enough.
What fairly iconic feature of the 1978 Space Invaders game was an unintentional feature that stemmed from the way the game was programmed but was then retained? What fairly iconic feature of 1978 original Space Invaders was an unintentional... Yes?
The shape of the defense things at the bottom.
No.
Shooting through defenses?
No.
It getting faster as it moves.
Yes.
Down.
Well done. Okay. In Metal Gear Solid 4, how do you get this achievement? Handle with caution. Yes.
Sorry. Being blown up by your own grenade.
No.
Laying down a porn mag for an enemy.
No. Anybody? No? Yes?
Shooting some biochemical stuff.
No.
Defusing a bomb.
No. Breaking the penis of a statue.
Ah.
Mario featured in the original arcade version of Donkey Kong. He was named Jumpman, but what was his occupation? Yes.
He was a plumber.
No, he was not.
He was building.
No, not in that version.
He was just a handyman, wasn't he?
No.
Hey,
no.
Wait, what are you doing?
Was he a postman?
He was a janitor, was he not? Or?
Postman?
No, he was not. He was a carpenter. What is the only console that Saints Row is available on? Yes.
Xbox 360.
Yes. Well done. An image round now for us in question 35. Only 5 questions left. You'll be pleased to know the back there that fallen asleep. I'm looking at you, Don. Chiz.
It is Chris Redfield from Resident Evil.
Yes. 3 points to Chiz. What game did Sam claim finally had the right amount of badgers? Yes.
Damn.
Move on. I don't remember.
What game did... what game did Sam claim finally had the right amount of badgers? Yes.
Farmyard Simulator.
No.
It was some awful wood foresty thing, I remember, but I can't remember the name. Something wood stuff.
No. Have you guys got a punt? Well, you've made a couple of really good punts here. No. No.
That's what I was going with.
Let's just shoot
Animal
Larry.
Thing.
Sorry?
Let's just shoot Larry.
It was Tokyo Jungle.
No. Wrong. None of that. Nope. No badges. Never said that.
You did. I listened to the show 2 days ago. You did.
Your boy did say that.
Who is that and what game?
It's Parappa the Rapper, but I don't remember his name.
Yes, that's a point for Parappa the Rapper.
Onion face, man.
Have we got any guesses for this gentleman's name?
Trevor the Undead.
Master Onion.
Sorry?
Master Onion.
I'm going to accept that. It's Chop Chop Master Onion. We've got 3 questions left.
Can I be caught?
No.
I'm going to be smug for the last 2 questions.
Okay. I'm quadrupling score points now. So for every regular question in the next 3, it's 4 points. Question 38. Oh, God, he's going to get 4 points out of this. In the Halo games, Master Chief is accompanied by the artificial intelligence construct called what?
Cortana.
Cortana, 4 points.
Oh, hang on. They buzzed in before they knew the answer.
They got it right.
In yes, Chiz.
You told me 5 seconds.
I'm gonna have to rush you.
It's when in Duke Nukem you throw a turd at an enemy.
Nope. In Duke Nukem Forever, which is quite impressive of you that, but that you don't get any points for that. How did you get this achievement?
Using the toilet.
Nope.
Flashing it.
Nope.
No.
Commenting on the game.
No. Apparently, I don't even know how this is in the game. If you find and steal a piece of poo in the game, you get this achievement. You go.
Phenomenally bad game.
And the last question tonight. Which is 10 points for the name, 10 points for the manufacturer, and 10 points for the UK year of release. Cheers.
I have a suspicion he just pressed that.
What is it? Did he? Oh, point off Chiz, that was a swear. What?
Actually, to be fair, you only specified F and C at the start.
I did say that I was going to be penalising for other swears. Yes?
Is it an Auric Atmos?
It is. Sorry, say that again?
An Auric Atmos?
No, it's not. No. It's an abbreviation, but I don't think that's...
Sinclair is a make manufacturer, no?
Nope. Yes.
So Sinclair.
Nope.
That's what I just said.
It's a keyboard and it's connected to a computer.
Okay.
No? Commodore 63.
Amstrad nope. Make.
Okay. I'll take out the middle one. The manufacturer is Sega. Can you give me the year of the release or the name of the console?
Was
that Chiz?
1980.
Nope.
83.
Yes. 10. Yes. Genesis. No. No. Anybody going to have a putt at the device name? I think you would either
know. It's not a Master System.
Nah, it's not. This device is called an SC300.
Wow. Tip of my tongue.
Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
That's it. Hey. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. The... I don't know if we need to necessarily do this, to be honest, but it'd be interesting to see who came second.
We're playing for second.
So, in last place was the PlayStation and Xbox team with a massive 8 points. Well done, gentlemen. And ladies, give yourself a round of applause.
Not last in your face.
Oh, Sab.
One-handed clap. That makes you winners. Sort of.
Thank you. In third position... Third position. I'm just trying to work out which one of these numbers is bigger.
Just the two of us.
Is just the two of us. 14 points.
You and I.
Well done. Round of applause for the PC and Mac gamers.
Hey. Yes. Resolutely 32-bit.
In second position was the retro and casual gamers with 16 points. Well done.
That is less than one per person on that team. Failures.
And finally, winning again. Oh. Chiz, with a dubious, which he will argue all the way home tomorrow, I'm sure, whether he should have lost that last point for swearing or not. 19 points, but he did actually get 20. So well done, Chiz.
No, I'm not going
to. Hang on, I still lost a point.
And so what's Chiz's forfeit?
For losing a point.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll think about that. Chiz, your prize here is... You're not a Mac person, so to be honest, both of these are a complete waste of time for you. But which one? Yeah, the monitor stand. Yes, we'll give you a monitor stand. There we go. Well done. Round of applause for Chiz.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Sorry, from Texas, from 12 South, sorry. Thank you very much, 12 South, for giving in these amazing prizes today. It's absolutely superb. Also, thank you very much for TechSmith. Yes, you're still in the back there. Superb products. We've said it in all the other shows, but it really is great. Today couldn't have happened if it wasn't for Betsy and TechSmith, so thank you very much. Also, a round of applause for TechSmith. Also, thanks to UK2, who... Yes, cheers. I see, just because you like buttoning into my UK2 adverts.
Yes,
good. Right.
Okay. I like buttons.
thank you very much to UK2. They are absolutely fantastic. They keep us in the air. They're superb. I use tons of their services, and it's just amazing stuff. Really, thank you very much, UK2. They're absolutely great to us. So a round of applause for UK2.
A very big round of applause for our quizmaster as well, Mr. Paul Wheatley.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Woo!
I wouldn't actually encourage him. Don't encourage him.
His head gets bigger, it's big enough.
And I think I'm going to give this MVP to Dr. Happy Mac for two amazing punts in that team. That was pretty impressive. Well done. I can't
quality
remember.
Stuff.
I remember doing two. It was Scratch and Sniff, and the other one. And he.
Scratch and Sniff was incredible.
Yeah, that was an amazing
That
punt.
Was awesome.
He wins a hover bar from the amazing people at 12 South, so well done, sir.
Thank you. Yes, inspired guesswork.
Did
Thank
you have
much,
any
everybody.
Clue at all, or was
Sam,
it just
are you
total
let me
punt?
Close
I
the
am
show
just
up.
Going to talk.
Right, thank you very much, everybody. It has been a pleasure, and I think that was the bash, so I hope everybody had fun. Thank you very much for coming, and we will see you all next year. Big round of applause for everybody.